Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I actually have this weird question that I wanted to ask. This kind of was brought up when I was talking to my roommate yesterday. Okay, let's say you get offered this job, right? They provide you with free boarding, so you live for free.
Okay.
They provide you with 3 meals a day, you know, water, whatever it is. And you only get paid maybe, let's say, $500 to $600 a month. Would you take that job?
It's tempting if I could make all my other usual expenses work within that.
That's
true. Things like your phone, things like your auto insurance, and you know, any other things that might come up, whether it's medical things or just clothes or, you know, things like that.
Just your basic wants and other needs. Because, well, for a lot of people, food and rent is probably going to be your biggest expense. So if your work covers with that, that extra, I get not a lot of money, but that's a whole question thing here. But maybe, yeah, that'll go towards a bunch of other stuff there. Obviously, it's not enough to go on a 2-week cruise or something
no,
like that.
No, you'd have to save up.
Yeah, exactly. But I was actually asking my roommate about this yesterday, and I asked him that same question. You know, if you got very little pay, but you know, you got to live for free, and you also got free meals a day, you know, would you accept the job? And he said, absolutely. I mean, he was saying most of my things, my paycheck goes almost entirely towards just renting groceries a month, right? And the guy doesn't drive, so he doesn't have to worry about paying for a car bill or insurance or stuff like that. So I can see how he would accept that offer a little bit more quickly, because he doesn't have to worry about saving an extra few $100 for his car or, you know, a cell phone or something like that. So I can understand that. But yeah, you're totally right. For me, I got my cell phone bill, and I'm on a phone contract. I have student loans I still got to pay off. I mean,
life throws all kinds of curveballs.
Yeah, as we realize in 2020 and 2021, life is not cheap.
No.